This is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox in for Farai Tadea. We'll get to our regular roundtable in just a minute, but first, House Majority Whip James Clyburn is making history today. 37 years ago, he lost his bid for a seat in the South Carolina State House. Since then, he has become the highest-ranking African-American in the U.S. House of Representatives. Today, he addresses the same South Carolina Assembly he once aspired to, the first black congressman to do so since Reconstruction. Earlier, Congressman Clyburn told NPR's Farai Tadea that farmers struggling in our modern economy will be at the top of his agenda.
When I was a kid growing up, cotton was king. Tourism now is our number one industry. And so we do know that rural communities throughout South Carolina, and small farmers especially, are really, really struggling. And so I will talk to them about my vision for how South Carolina can be a significant part of this new developing industry around alternative sources of energy.
I'm sure that you are also aware that your speech comes at a time when your state is just very much in the national debate, because there's going to be a presidential debate, and then South Carolina will be the second primary state in the nation. What do you think the impact of that kind of being in the political foreground will do for the state of South Carolina?
Well, I'm going to propose that South Carolina take a look at the way we award electoral votes. In the last two national elections, we've seen the elections turn on one state. I think South Carolina is currently in a pretty bad situation after the primary, because one party takes us for granted, and the other party just decide that it's no need to compete. And so I think that we need to take a look at how we award our electoral votes. We don't have predate. That way, we can keep the all of the candidates and all of the parties engaged in our state as we go into the general election. So I'll talk a little bit about that as well. And, of course, I'll talk a little bit about this big thrust now to get rid of earmarking. A state as small as our state, we have to use our congresspeople, our elected officials, to respond to our dreams and aspirations in this state. We've got one of the best cancer centers anywhere in the world, now at the Hollins Oncology Center down in Charleston. All that started with an earmark.
Now, you make a case for earmarks, which some would say is pork. But yeah. At the same time, you're helping to wrangle some very tough votes for the House Iraq Supplemental. The president has promised to veto that bill when it hits his desk. And are you, and is the House leadership, prepared to bargain with the president?
Yes, we are. The White House always weighs in on these conferences. So when the House and Senate goes to conference, I had hoped that the White House would get engaged in that and come out with some kind of a compromise legislation. I agree that we need to fund the troops, and the money is there for the troops. But I also think we need to fund a Walter Reed Hospital. We see what's going on there. And we've got money in there for the Children's Health Insurance Program. We've got 14 states that are completely out of money, three more states, and they'll be out of money by the 1st of September. And so the emergency is not just in Iraq. We got some emergencies here, and I have not even mentioned Katrina. So I think that the White House ought to engage us in the conference and have some give and take. And quite frankly, if the president is real disturbed about these benchmarks, then let's have a discussion of that, and let's engage the American people through their elected representatives.
Well, Congressman Clyburn, thank you so much for giving us some of your time, and enjoy your speech.
Well, thank you very much.
That was NPR's Farai Tadea speaking with House Majority Whip James Clyburn, who delivers an historic speech today to South Carolina's General Assembly.